Six types of efficient exterior wall insulation solutions for energy savings. In today's search for more energy-efficient homes, exterior wall insulation has significantly lowered energy bills. This method involves applying insulating materials to the exterior of a building, creating a thermal barrier that minimizes heat loss during winter months and keeps interiors more fabulous in the summer. By reducing the energy required for heating and cooling, homeowners can see substantial savings on their utility bills, making it a wise financial investment and a step towards sustainable living. In addition to the direct financial benefits, exterior wall insulation offers a less tangible but equally important aspect: comfort. With consistent indoor temperatures and reduced drafts, homeowners can enjoy a healthier and more comfortable living environment. This aspect is often overlooked, yet it plays a crucial role in the decision-making process for many families seeking to invest in their homes. Types of insulation materials for exterior walls. Various insulation materials are available, each with unique characteristics, advantages, and applications. Here's an overview of the most common types of insulation materials used for exterior walls. 1. Fiberglass insulation. Fiberglass is composed of glass fibers that are commonly available in batts or rolls. This material traps air pockets, reducing heat transfer while permitting some air circulation. It is usually installed between structural studs in new constructions or renovation projects. Fiberglass insulation is relatively cost-effective. However, it may necessitate professional installation if it is not conducive to do-it-yourself projects. Over time, fiberglass insulation may sag and consequently lose its effectiveness. 2. Cellulose insulation. Cellulose is an eco-friendly option made primarily from recycled paper products, e.g. newspapers. When installed correctly, it provides excellent R values between R-3.5 and R-3.8 per inch. It can be blown into existing walls through small holes or damp sprayed in new construction. Great for filling irregular spaces and offering sound insulation, dense packed cellulose minimizes air infiltration. While this material is treated with Barat to help it resist fire, it can still retain moisture if it contacts leaks. 3. Spray foam insulation. Open cell spray foam expands significantly after application, providing excellent thermal performance while allowing moisture vapor to move through it. Thanks to its incredible impermeability, closed cell spray foam offers excellent thermal resistance R value that outperforms open cell foam. It also serves as a reliable vapor barrier. It offers outstanding air sealing properties, effectively minimizing heat loss or gain. Typically, it costs more than fiberglass or cellulose. 4. Mineral wool, rock wool. Mineral wool excels in performance and boasts impressive thermal properties. When appropriately applied, its high breathability aids in effective moisture management. It offers significant advantages, including non-combustibility for enhanced fire safety and soundproofing, making it ideal for noisy environments. Furthermore, its use of natural or recycled materials makes it attractive to environmentally conscious consumers. 5. Expanded polystyrene, EPS, and extruded polystyrene, XPS. Expanded polystyrene, EPS, is a lightweight, versatile option with excellent thermal resistance. It keeps homes warm in winter and cool in summer. Its moisture resistance helps prevent mold growth, making it suitable for humid areas. EPS is also easy to install, reducing labor costs. Extruded polystyrene, XPS, provides greater compressive strength than EPS, making it ideal for demanding applications. It also shows superior moisture resistance for below-grade uses. Although it tends to be more expensive, its durability in harsh conditions can justify the cost. Wood fiber insulations like Pavitex are eco-friendly options made from reclaimed wood waste products such as shavings and sawdust. They offer breathability suitable for timber-framed homes where natural ventilation is important, but have lower thermal performance than other materials. Each material has unique benefits that cater differently based on these criteria, ensuring there's always an optimal choice available, regardless of project specifics. Considerations before installing exterior: wall insulation. Assessing the wall's condition is essential. Inspections can reveal problems like damage or mold that must be fixed before insulation. Ignoring these issues may lead to structural damage and poor indoor air quality later. The climate also affects the suitability of exterior wall insulation. Areas with extreme temperature fluctuations can benefit, but the materials must match local conditions. For example, high humidity regions require moisture-resistant options. Consulting experts on local codes is crucial, as they may dictate insulation standards. Step-by-step guide to installing exterior wall insulation. Installing exterior wall insulation is an effective way to improve your home's energy efficiency and comfort. This step-by-step guide will help you understand the process, ensuring that you achieve the best results while enhancing the thermal performance of your home. Before getting started, it is essential to gather the necessary materials and tools, such as insulation boards, adhesives, screws, a utility knife, measuring tape, and safety equipment like gloves and goggles. Step 1. Prepare the exterior walls. The first step in the installation process is to prepare the exterior walls. This involves cleaning the surface to remove dirt, dust, or debris, hindering adhesion. If your walls have existing paint or sealants, ensure they are in good condition, as damaged surfaces may require repairs before proceeding. Step 2. Measure and cut the insulation boards. Once the walls are prepared, measure and cut the insulation boards according to the dimensions of your wall. Using a utility knife to achieve clean cuts is essential, ensuring a snug fit that minimizes air gaps. Step 3. Install the insulation boards. Next, apply adhesive to the back of the insulation boards and firmly press them against the wall, starting from the bottom and working your way up. To maintain a cozy and energy-efficient space, it's crucial to stagger the seams of the boards. This practice helps prevent thermal bridging, ensuring your insulation performs at its best. When installing, remember to secure the boards with screws where necessary, and be sure to follow the manufacturer's guidelines for spacing and installation. Step 4. Seal and finish. Once the insulation is fully installed, you can further enhance its performance by applying a weatherproof barrier or finishing layer, such as siding or stucco, which also improves the overall aesthetics of your home. Finally, inspect your work. Ensure that all seams are properly sealed and no gaps or loose sections. With the proper materials and patience, this DIY project can lead to lasting improvements and comfort for years to come.